We should be a people who begins to see everything and filter everything we do, say, and think through a heavenly perspective. Moses serves as a perfect illustration of what Paul is attempting to say here. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verses 24 through 29, listen to what the author of Hebrews says regarding Moses. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. This is a perfect illustration of what God is talking about. It's no different today than it was in the days of Moses. The devil was attempting to entice Moses to focus on things of the earth. He had placed before Moses Egypt and the riches and treasures of Egypt. He had put before Moses stature in the community. He would be able to say that he was related to the Pharaoh, and we can only assume what his role would have been in Egypt had he decided to focus on the things of this earth. But instead, he made a deliberate choice to place his focus where God wanted it to be. In verse 26, we are told that he was looking ahead to his reward. And before that, he said in verse 26, and this is Moses. Christ was born long after Moses had walked the earth. And it says here, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ. You see, there's no difference in the way we're saved whether we live after the cross or whether we lived before the cross. Those who lived before the coming of Christ, before the crucifixion, before the resurrection, they were saved by trusting Jesus, and they looked forward to the cross.